You know, when we experience that which is neutral, and we talk about feeling, the feeling tone of things, and we, you know, that there's always three feelings that the Buddha talks about: the pleasant, the unpleasant, and the neutral. And the neutral is probably, you know, what we have to be more alert to, more sensitive to, because it's a bit more predominant, especially in terms of meditation. You know, a lot of what we experience is rather neutral, and also because with neutral sensation, then we tend to start to fill things in. And again, that's where feeling, perception. You know, there's a neutral feeling, and then the perception is one we're almost scrambling sometimes to find a perception that's gonna fit. It's going to make sense to us, even though it doesn't necessarily have to, because it's just a neutral sensation anyway. But we're, you know, the mind is always sort of, you know, kind of working to at these perceptual level association. It's trying to make its associations. And that, you know, when there's neutral feeling, then there's a, it's almost like a gap that's there that is then trying to be filled. And if we're not attentive to perception, if we're not attending to, well, what are the associations that are coming up? What is the, on the perceptual level, what is actually happening? Then we very easily get sort of, you know, co-opted by these, it's almost like, you know, say perception by default, or association by default. I'm feeling neutral, so that's boring. And then from there, this neutral, nothing much is happening. So let's get something going here. Let's find something that's interesting to think about. Sensual desire. Or this is nothing much is happening. I'm fed up with this. This is really irritating. Or, you know, going into dullness or restlessness. Doubt. Just because there's a neutral, it's neutral, and we can't. It's like a boring, a vacuum, not wanting to deal with that which is not defined clearly. It's not something. And then, you know, we will take a something that is negative and destructive, just because at least it's something, and not have the patience to just stay with the neutral feeling. And how does that neutral turn into something that is bright, or is equanimous in the sense of being very even, being very balanced? Because that's where that turning of that which is neutral into something that's very positive is needs that, you know, staying with the neutral sensation, so that it can be grounded in, let's say, that equanimity of being very evenly balanced, being very having this quality of acceptance and clarity, and then it is able to then transform into an equanimity, and equanimity being a very a very, very positive mental state. I mean, that's, you think of the factors of enlightenment, the seven factors of enlightenment. That's mindfulness, reflection on Dhamma, effort, joy, tranquility, concentration, equanimity. Equanimity is your sort of culminating point in the factors of enlightenment. One works to that point. One builds on these different other positive qualities to come to a place of equanimity, so that using and relying on the neutral sensation, which is then bringing mindfulness to that neutral feeling, bringing awareness and attention, making that neutral feeling come alive with alertness, then that has a transformative quality, and then the perception then is one of bringing things into the heart, bringing things into the contemplation. Whereas with the neutral feeling, which is then not really attended to, then one starts again looking outwards, looking at something else, or rejecting that. And then seeking something else.